The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guide to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Gorgeous day up here in Southern Ontario, where we're broadcasting from. You're listening to Barrington Show on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you again for joining us. Welcome to the show. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness and waking you up. Wake up to the reality. Wake up to understanding that you are limitless, that you are the most important person to you, that you are not the body. The body is simply the vehicle that gets you around. You are a spiritual being existing in a body. You are in control. You're the driver. Wake up to your reality where you learn that you are limitless on all things that you want to achieve is within your power. The tool to make that super person for you to live the best life that you can live resides within your tool belt. So take a good look at it. Find that one that's going to take you to the next level. Wake up. Find that one that's going to make you realize that you are limitless. Wake up. Find that one that's going to make you live the best life you can live. Wake up. If you are carrying animosity or grudge or envy, let it go. You're the only one in the struggle, and you are doing yourself a great injustice by carrying excess load. Let go. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to your reality. If you can hear me, it's not by coincidence. You are led here because you are searching. You know within yourself there is more to you than you've been performing. You have more game than you've been playing. Let's wake up. Let's open our eyes. Let's realize that this is the life that we live. We're here for a short time until you return. In the meantime, this journey should be the one that you have the best life with. Learn to live. When you come back, you'll be better at it. We return every time. We don't die. We simply just rebirth and start again. But this one is now. Do not wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. Wake up. Open your eyes. Live as you are supposed to live. Live the limitless person that you are. Become one, connected to all that there is. The spirit that does exist exists in everybody equally. And the share that you've received is at the same proportion as everybody else. Anyone that can achieve greatness, they have to desire within themselves, as do you. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and live. This is now. Waiting for tomorrow, you'll be disappointed. Tomorrow may never come. You plan this great life after you finish your retirement, after you've retired. You've planned this great life. What if you don't make it there? Now is the time. Wake up. Live the way you're supposed to live. Live limitless. Live without fear. Live as you're intended to do. It's your God-given right, or whichever you celebrate. Live to the best of your ability. Wake up. This is now. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock and we broadcast to you. We talk about spirituality. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. We talk about making you wake up. Realize that you've been living a life under camouflage and it's not the one that serves you best. You've been living as others has taught you how to live. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Connect yourself to the spirituality that exists. Tap into the source that's within you. Tap into your strength and your spiritual strength. Tap into a higher level of you. Wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you all for being here. Thank my old listeners, my new listeners. I want to say a special hello to those that are in Grand Bend today having a great time. Enjoy the show down there. Enjoy your day. Family and friends, make the best of it. And remember, this message is for you and for everybody else. Now it's time to wake up. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. And for all of you, new listeners and old listeners, welcome home. Today, I want to talk a little bit about an experience I had, and it's the fact that COVID seems to be loosening its grip on our throats or wherever it was holding on to, and we're seeing to be returning to a better, easier life, and we're exploring a little bit more. We're stepping out. We're venturing out. Yes, I've said it, and I've said it many times. This too is passing. This too shall pass, and it's only a temporal situation that was given to us a while back. It hurt us financially. It hurt a lot of us emotionally. It hurt a lot of us in many different ways. But it has passed. It's passing. And you need to do your part to allow it to pass free so we can continue and resume the life that we've always had. I saw people playing in the park, having their picnics, being with their families, hanging out, walking, talking, playing, doing all these great things as if we've never had this pandemic. But we did, and it's still here. Don't get me wrong. But we're doing a lot better. The mind is starting to become more clear. You're not as afraid as we were because now we have way more information. If you're not the conspiracy type that believes that, because a conspiracy, that is why this is here. Ease the mind and let it go. Realize that you're alive and you're well. And tomorrow will bring better fruit than you're familiar with. It is passing. You're returning to your regular life. Now you visit family, friends. You could take them out, hang out with them, and do all these great things. We are going back to what seems to be a bit more normal than we've experienced in the last year and a half, I would say. So good things are happening. Put your head up. Be proud. Be thankful. Let's not forget those who've passed away because a result of this. But we're in a good path. Let's keep it up. Everybody do your part. Of course, the social distance still exists. We're in Ontario. That means we're locked down more than a lot of other people, but we're still making the best of it. Smile. Be happy. A better day will come, and the sun always shines. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not shining. When the bad days were here, good days were just waiting behind those ones, and here they are today. So let's celebrate that and be happy. It's a long weekend here in Ontario, Canada, all of Canada, and we're going to make the best of it. And we're going to do well, and we're going to see families and friends and resume life to the fullest. It's your opportunity to stand up. It's your opportunity to celebrate because this is passing. Do your part and do get your vaccine. It is a part of it. You have to join the team because you're a part of it. I just wanted to say that. SpiritQuestResort.ca. A friend of mine has a farm, and what she does with this is she has an ability for you to use hands-on Reiki, if you're familiar with Reiki, and you have the horse experience and a family day out in the sun, and you spend a lot of time with like-minded people. It's a spiritual retreat. And you explore the deepest parts of the forest and how we're connected to it. Check it out, spiritquestretreat.ca. It's one word. Look up, take a look at it. Look at the website, spiritrequestretreats.ca, and see what the upcoming events are. You might enjoy it. If it's for you, pass it on to a friend. I will talk about it some more. I will mention it. I know this place. I've been there. It's awesome. You will enjoy it, and it'll just clear your mind, if not just for the moment, and you will be attached to it, so you'll want to go back. Spirit Quest Retreat, one word, .ca. Take a look at it. And thank you for joining us, everybody. This is our day, as all of our days, and this is the time that we reflect on the possibility of becoming a greater self, the possibility of you tapping into spirituality, you tapping into source, you tapping into the higher level of you. We want to remind you, you are connected. You are a spiritual being in a body. I said that earlier. And you are connected. You just have to be mindful of that connection and explore it. Tap into it. You're never alone. Spirits are there to guide you. When you've come here as a spiritual being, and you go into a body and you live together until the body gets too old, you lay it down, move on, and get another one and start again and again and again. This is your ability to understand. This is your chance to hear. Here's where you are. You want to be able to find that spiritual connection because it will give you the guidance. It will take you down that path. It will show you that door. It will tap into it. And in the process of doing all that, remove all the fears that you may have, might think that you're limitless or you're not as good or you're not a part of. We're all a part of the same source. We're the great wave. All the God that exists within you, all of life that you experience and see anywhere from anything that is existing is life. And that life is in everything that's alive, obviously. And you're a part of it. You're connected to the great wave. We're all connected as the same. Your portion, or whatever you were given at birth, is equal to everyone else's. Your ability to rise up taps and goes into your desire and your need or want to. Letting go is hard, and changing the way you think and the way you've been taught or the way you've lived your life, that is hard to do because it is what we know and it's normal. But if there's another method, because you're not convinced that this is the best life you should be living, there is another method of just waking up and taking a good look at the spiritual existence within you and make that work in your favor. Live the best life you can. Our visit here is very short, very, very short. And you don't want to spend any of that time carrying around baggages, regrets. You want to let it go. You don't want to carry the luggage. You don't need to. Put it down. What you've done is past. And if you can apologize for it, make you feel better, put other people at ease by all means. But yesterday's gone. Let's work on today and tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow what you want to achieve. Start it today. Do today. Plan today. Do it now. Wake up. Wake up. Tap into your spiritual existence. It's a guide that is there to take you through all the troubles that you may feel. And when you take a good look at the picture, you'll see the small stuff is a waste of time. Animosity and hate and grudge, it's a waste of time. It's not a part of the package deal. You weren't designed for that. What you were designed for, and I know this for sure, is for you to live the best self, for you to experience the best life. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. You're listening to Barrington on the Reality Show, realityradio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. This is a great station. You can catch other great shows here as well as music all the time. So tune in and stay tuned in. We have a book, Awaken and Ascension Guide. It takes you to a higher level, allows you and aligns you to your true purpose. It's available to you at amazon.com as well as amazon.ca. Get a chance to wake up, live your best self, tap into your spirituality, connect yourself, live the life that you're supposed to live. Wake up. Have we got any emails?
We do have some emails. Let me just give out that email address again. Folks, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show right here on Reality Radio 101 with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to get a hold of us right now with a question, a comment, a thought, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. And Josh did that. Just says, hello, Barrington, a question for you. If our soul is inside our body and the body is only to protect the soul while we're here on Earth, why do we get disease and suffer and die? Why don't whatever is making us just let us die naturally in our sleep, whatever, if it's all about our soul and not about our physical body? Why do people suffer? That's from Josh. That's a heavy one for you. Gail writes in and she says, rebirth, how many times? How many times will we be rebirth, so to speak? Then what happens after that time limit? That's from Gail. And let's see here. Iman writes in and he says, we should be thankful that COVID is almost over with, per se. But who do we thank? Do we thank each other or do we thank a supreme being? That's from Iman. Let's see here. Danny writes in, I am a first-time listener to your radio broadcast from Windsor, Ontario. Thank you, Danny, for that. We appreciate you tuning in. And lastly, it looks like Cam writes in, and Cam says, what exactly is Reiki? And back to you, Barrington.
Okay. Wow. You're laughing over there. A lot of questions, a lot of tough ones today, but that's good because I'm prepared for that. Reiki is you work with the hands to heal the body. You tap into the chakras and you release stress, anything negative going through the body. Reiki is a hand movement that works with the body. I can't tell you much about it. It's not my forte. I do know a little about it. And Reiki is done to release stress, traumas, anything that's stuck in the body, and they work with the body and get you at a better, get better health, better body. Look it up. There's a lot of information on it. I hope I did well of trying to explain it to you. And if I'm missing something, I will do some more research and get back to you on that. But Reiki works with the body where you heal the body and release any stress that's in the body or pain, which is usually coming from stress. First-time listener Danny from Windsor, Ontario. Thank you very much for tuning into the Barrington Show. I hope you enjoy it. We're here for you. You're here for us. Without us, without you, we couldn't be here. And we appreciate you tuning in. And whoever put you onto this, I thank them as I thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoy the show. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. as we've been for a long time now. Iman, he wants to know who to thank. Well, that's deep. And the thing is, you're thanking yourself because when you, the higher praises are the greater source of the God that exists or the entity that's above you, whoever it is that you worship or pray to, or you consider the higher self. If you're part of all of it, you're it. You're thanking yourself. But when you say thanks, you release it to the universe and the good thoughts are given out. You're thanking yourself simply because you are the God that exists. You are the higher self. You are the conscious being. You are the spirit that lives. You are being thankful for what you've accomplished. We're being thankful to everybody for what we've accomplished. We're putting that good thought out there and we're being thankful, but we're telling ourselves that we've done it. You're thanking you. You're thanking the universe. You're thanking the neighbor, which is connected to you, which is part of you. So technically you're thanking yourself. So answering your question, who do you thank? Well, you did very well because you survived it. We've all survived it. We've done what we were supposed to do. We did our part. We're here. We're thankful for that and very thankful. And don't be thankful only because of the existence or the passing of COVID. Be thankful for everything that you accomplish in life. And when you set a personal goal and you reach there, you pat yourself on the back and you stand up and take a bow and say thanks. You're thanking yourself. You are part of the universe. You're thanking the universe. You're throwing it out there. Everyone is connected. We're all the same. So when you say thank, you say thanks to anything, to anyone. You're saying thanks to you. And that's a good job. Thank you for that. Okay, Rebirth, and Gail asked about rebirth, and how many times do you do this rebirth? Well, we're not sure, and I think everybody has a different amount of times that they will come back. It depends on what your purpose is and how long it takes for you to find that out. If you were able to accomplish that in the first task, the first run, the first visit, yeah, you would not be coming back, because there's other places out there to go after this planet. Now, we've talked on this radio show before about our existence being temporary, meaning that human existence on this planet is not eternal. It's not forever. But life is. And at some point, there were other animals, creatures that lived here that didn't look anything like us or performed like us. I don't know if they're destroying the world, but that cycle has ended. And I so feel that we have the very same to do. Our time here is to do and learn and study and become and put the thoughts into ideas. Our time here is temporal. But don't worry about it. It's not going to happen next Thursday. That wasn't the plan. For whatever cycle that we're on and however it rotates, our existence is now, and we need to appreciate life as it is now. Live now. Now is the time. Live now. And how many times are you going to come back? I'm not sure. Depends on what you're here to do in the first place. You know, if you're trying to put it into physicality and you're trying to build a wall, you're not going to do it in one day. You go home and retire and come back and then start again. And then you take a couple of days. Now, a guy, some other person can do that in one day or 2 days. Others will take months or weeks, depending on the size. So, yeah, you do come back. It's called rebirth, and you recycle. And after this is done, you move on. You will not come here. You've come here only for the Earth experience and the idea, the possibility of turning an idea into something tangible, like a thought into a chair or a car or a rocket ship or linguine. It's just a thought. You can't do it anywhere else because you're only a spiritual being without any physical connection whatsoever. But you're here. You're here. You're here now. You're hearing me. You're definitely here. Enjoy it. Learn to become the best that you can become. And what's your purpose? Well, find that out, because I can't tell you. Nobody can deliver your message to you except you. And no one can tell you how to live or how you should live, who you should like, what you should eat, where you should go, when to sleep. No one can tell you that. You have to know that for yourself. And in order to do this, you tap into your spirituality, your spiritual guides, your instinctive way of maneuvering yourself through this existence. However you label it, the message that's coming to you is designed for you by you. It's a perfect fit. No one can tell you how long you're going to be here or what you're supposed to be doing when you're here. You go to all these gurus, and the real ones will tell you what your purpose is, because they don't know. Some will say you've had 25 lives. I don't know how they calculate that. For whatever reason, though, you will have to re-journey if you didn't finish the task at hand on this journey. And you'll go through. And the longer or more often that you go through, the more spiritually awakened you become. Because you're mindful of the lives that you've lived before, maybe not on top of the table are quite prevalent in front of you. But every time you go through and you gain spirituality, that sense stays with you. You're constantly on a rotating wheel of some sort. You're coming back to do something else that you missed. And that's how it begins. And that's how it ends. Josh, man, you had a tough one there for me. The spirit that exists, or the life form, It's within you. It's within the body. It aids the body. You asking a very specific question is, why do we get sick or get old? You know, when the body was being designed, or the spirit was taking a part of it, getting hit by a car wasn't a part of the plan, because that's called an accident, or somebody doing something horrible to you, or us, the carrier, or the boss of this, is not taking care of that entity that we call the body. We're not taking good care of it. Of course, we're going to get sick. Now, of course, you can blame a lot of things out there. Is it the cold? Is it the weather? Is it the food? You know, what is it that's making my body big, bloated, or skinny, or cancers, or any of these illnesses that seems to attack the body? Well, you have a duty like everybody else. As long as you have a body, you have a responsibility like you would a new child. You have to take care of it. You have to take care of it. And I can't tell you for certain that you're not going to get that disease or that illness or whatever. But the body goes to a certain distance. It can't go any further. You lay it down, you get a new one, and you continue the journey. But in the meantime, you have something. You have a responsibility to take care of it. It's your car that takes you from point A to point point B. It's the vehicle that you drive in every day. So you have to make sure that it's up to par. You tune it up. You take good care of it. Rest, eat proper, drink a lot of water, keep it hydrated. Give it what it wants. Give it what it needs. I'm sorry. You must give it what it needs. As if you're taking care of a little baby, they rely on you for giving them what they need. Later on, we add stuff to it. So our bodies break down and we get sick a lot simply because of what we're doing to the body. Is it the environment? Is it the food? Is it how we treat it? Are we partying too much? Are we bleaching it out? What are we doing? We're taking advantage of it. So slow it down. Take good care of it. Protect it. And of course, they teach us in society to run like a mad person from you get out of university until you get to retirement, if you make it there. And by then you've used up most of the strength in the body. And now you could just sit there and say, geez, I did it wrong. Well, here's an opportunity to not say, geez, I did it wrong. Here's an opportunity to slow it down. Take good care of it. It needs its rest. It needs its proper grooming. And as deep as you get into your spirituality, please remember you live here. You're in a body. So you have to learn how to coexist here. You have to be tolerant of everything that is here. But in the meantime, you take care of the vehicle that's getting you around, because without it, you're not going anywhere. The soul is the connection. So you give the message to the soul. The soul gives, you give the message to the heart. I'm sorry, the soul gets it from the heart. The soul delivers it into the universe. Boy, did I mess that up. Okay, you give the message to the heart. The heart passes it on to the soul, and the soul delivers it into the universe. So I've always said, give good messages. Give good ideas. Give thanks. Give all these great things that everyone will benefit from, including you, because you are a part of everyone. And thinking of going out there to beat up that group or to attack that group or hate that group, you're doing that to yourself. I've said this. If you hurt the right hand, the left hand will know. If you cut off the pinky in the right hand, the left hand will suffer. They're all connected, as we are all connected. Why do we suffer was one of your very specific questions. How can you determine what suffering is? When we look at those other people in other countries who don't have as much as we do, we tend to think they have a bad life. But are they having a bad life? Are they dying from cancers like we are? Are they dying from car accidents or food poisoning or bad foods? Are they dying with the same things that we're dying from? Or we're just judging their situation and comparing it to ours, thinking that it sucks to be them. No, you need to be in those shoes. And when we see it and create judgment and label it like suffering, we might be wrong. We might be very, very wrong. They're not doing what we're doing. It's insane. What they're doing is wrong. How do you know what suffering is? I've struggled with this one for a long time because I hear people all the time say, those people are suffering. Those people over there are suffering. Are they? Because they've been there longer than we've been here. And they're living and they're going through life. What is their purpose and what is their journey? And how did you come to the conclusion that they are suffering? I think if you turn the camera around, they look at us and say, oh, those people up there, boy, are they ever suffering? They're sick, they're dying, they're overweight, they're stressed, they're jumping off a bridge. Whew, sucks to be them. Well, who's right? Or who's wrong? We can't use the word suffering because we can't determine what their purpose is. Did they sign up for that? Is this what they're supposed to experience? Is this their journey to see what life is like on that side of the fence? We label it because we're too busy comparing them to us, or vice versa. I don't know what suffering is, but I have seen a lot of people who's not living the life that I'm living, and I could selfishly say or ignorantly say, boy, it sucks to be you, probably, but I don't know your journey. All I could do is be thankful for mine and enjoy it. And don't try to help those that didn't ask you specifically for help. If somebody's asking for help on their behalf, I don't find that to be the truth. When they've asked you for help, you could deliver and ask, how can I help? And it's not to fix or change their lives. It's just maybe to point them in the direction in which they can change their own life. I've heard it said many times, don't feed a man, you teach him how to fish so he has the skill to move on and do his own thing. I don't understand what suffering is because I need to understand what their purpose is. We're comparing our lives to somebody else. It's not why we're here. If you're here now, there's no saying that the next life, when you return, you won't be on that side of the fence. And it's only because you wanted to experience what that's all about. And it's selfish on our part to assume that everybody wants to live like us. Very selfish. We all have a purpose. I can't tell you what yours is, but you can find out. The people that we feel so unfortunate for, there are disasters, there are accidents, there are all these things that will happen every single day, and illnesses and all these things. We're living in this great world on this side, so we think it's fantastic, but we're still dying at a very high rate because of the fats that we're eating and the goodness and all the great things that we have that we're paying our lives for. We run from out of college or university, we run. Run until you're in your mid-60s, or maybe even older for some people, thinking, and we plan that when we get there, we'll do the happy dance and celebrate. Tell me for sure that you're going to get there, because you're living a hypothetical. If I get there, well, what about today? What about making hay while the sun shines? What about living right now? Because now is the only time. And we can't assume that the other guy who's not doing what we're doing is suffering. That's selfish. Thank you for listening to Barrington on the Barrington Show. We're here today. We're talking about a whole bunch of things. I was just answering. I took the long route to answer Josh's question and why we suffer and the souls on the inside and all that other stuff. But we're doing a lot of what's being done to us by ourselves. We're self-inflicting. And when we point the finger at that person, please be mindful that the blame is coming at you. And four of those five fingers are pointing back at you. And our purpose, or what I think we need to do, is take a good look at us. Look in the mirror, see your contribution, if any at all. How are you causing pain to others? What are you doing to block or prevent those from growing? And aren't you doing it for yourself? Every time we turn on the TV or we listen to somebody talk about some stuff, we're hearing how bad it is to be that person, and nobody is really doing anything about it. Well, do a lot about it by looking at you. Become the best person you could be. And in doing so, teach others how to do that just by your action. We're going to see that. We're going to learn a lot. We're going to learn quite a bit from the actions that we take. And how is it that we're trying to make situation better? And are we just doing it for ourselves? Now, I just use that word better because, you know, is it better or just different? Because you're part of it, you assume it's better. I think so. And we see others doing other things out there, and we don't agree with it, so we don't think it's any better. We don't know. Until you walk a mile in that man's shoe, you have no idea who he is or what he does or why he's doing what he does. I had a chance to sit down one day with a guy on the street one day. We're having coffee. I bought him a coffee, and we're just talking. He's telling me the story about how he got to where he was, and I found out he wanted to be there because when he was in the higher level of life and he had the properties and had the big business, he was not having any life. Had stuff, fancy stuff, but he was not having any life, and he decided to change the outcome, knowing full well that his journey here was not to run until he gets too old and can't run anymore, and then turn around, sit down, and regret what he has done for 40 years. Let's not judge him. If this is what we want to do, go for it. Do it. Do it on your own. Do it by yourself. But don't invite other people into it because you think it's better. I have a really hard time understanding what better means. We should understand that everybody here is living a life. You can't say the coconut tree is any better than the mango tree. How are you comparing them? And in all saying that, the mangoes never said that my mangoes taste better than yours, because they've learned to accept what they are, who they are. What is better? What does that mean? How are you a better person without casting judgment, which we're not supposed to do? Define better. How are you better? Well, it's not possible for you to be. It could be different, better trained, you know, maybe a better listener, but are you a better person? How do you define that? Have we got anything else there, G?
We have some emails that came in. Tammy writes in and she says, I know you said you're not really an expert on this Reiki stuff, but what is a chakra? You mentioned that term, and I'm not sure what you mean by that. That's from Tammy. Let's see. Zach wrote in, and he says, okay, so if we die, you also stated that we go to other planets sometimes or always, and you mean planets like Mars, Neptune, Pluto, the planets we know of, or someplace different that we don't know of? That's from Zach. He wants to know about planets. Donna wrote in and just left four words. She says, you make me think. That's Donna. Thank you. We'll take that as a compliment. And lastly, Angela says, okay, so when we die and we come back several times, does our life switch? Let's say this. The first time we're here, we do well. We're basically healthy, have money, good job, good family. When we die, we come back perhaps poor or in a third world country, suffering, etc. When we die from that life, we go back, and then we come back and we're good again. Does it keep switching back and forth? And that's from Angela. Back to you, sir.
Okay, Angela. Okay, that's a good one. It is a very good one. Do you switch? You made that choice as to the path that you want to take. Are you going to come back? And then you use that word suffering again, and it confuses me. But are we going to come back, let's say, richer or not as rich or poor or, you know, all these things? Well, you made that choice. Before the plan was put into place and the blueprint was drawn up, you knew why you were coming and you wanted to experience life that way. Do you want to be in a knife fight? You know, which is kind of a weird concept to look at, but you made the choices to the path that you're going to take. When you get here, often enough, we forget where we're supposed to end up, or we get ourselves caught in a trap or a society that dictates just because you're, for example, a girl, you can't vote. You know, I just said that because it's an example. Now, you get caught in these societies, or you don't have as much rights, or you live in a place where they don't like you because of your looks. You get caught in these things. Now, you may have wanted to venture into that for the experience of being the victim or being the oppressor. However, you did make that choice. We make that choice. Are you going to come back richer next life? No. You're going to come back. You know, we see how the new souls that comes here, they're sort of isolated. And as they merge into existence in many turns of life, they merge more so into a big city, more so into a corporate world, more so into, you know, the becoming the leader, the ruler, whatever that means. But often enough, once you've experienced it, and there's a lot of people that you will talk to today who doesn't have that desire to get on top of the ladder to become the king on top of the hill, simply because, in my opinion, they've done it before and they've experienced that part. It's like going out for Japanese food, and then the next day you go out for Chinese food, and the next day you go out for Italian. You have these choices and you make them as you progress. Now you come into this life, like I said, you open up and you want it to be this. This was clear cut what you wanted to do. But sometimes some things get in the way to prevent you from doing it. So I say, wake up and find that purpose and get on that horse and do what you intended to do. Was it to sit back and relax and look through the window and drink all day? Who knows? It's your purpose. I'll never know. But you may never know. You might just be busy thinking your life sucks, but you don't know where you're supposed to be. You may think, why don't I have the billions of dollars in the bank? What if it's not your calling? What if it wasn't what you signed up for? Then rightfully so, because we're watching the televised vision and it's also teaching us to do this, and you watch a lot of it, it makes you feel bad about yourself because you didn't reach that goal at 40 or 50 or 20 or whatever the case may be, or it's too late for you to do this. So we feel bad and we give up. No one can tell you what to do and how to do it. Your purpose is yours. You need to tap into that, find out what it is, and live the best life within that. We've come here to send a message. We've come here to guide. We've come here to teach, preach, let people know that there is an option. The great story about the part of the country that I'm from, where we grew up, was the fact that before a leader had come into the community, these people were actually living like savages among themselves with no kind of decorum. And somebody came into that little town and changed the whole concept the mindset of how the people lived. And now they live better. And in generations to come, they will live better. So occasionally a messenger shows up and delivers a message to you. Live one love, be one, John Lennon was awesome at it. A lot of the great inspirations that we've had in life is somebody delivering a message. You know, we had a Martin Luther King who told us how to try to live in unity and not to see the obvious and look past that and realize that we're all the same. So the messengers come in. What is your purpose? What is your message? You need to find that purpose and find the message. And when you do come back, I don't know if, and it's not called dying, it's called rebirth. I don't know that you will come back. You will know how you will come back. There's a thing out there called the Akasha Library, and this is where all your records are kept by you. So you did make a choice. Now it's hard to get to. It does exist, and you can get yourself into a meditative state and get to that level, and you can actually figure out or see through meditation and practicing what you had written down for yourself. It's there. When you come and the life you're living, it was a choice. If you're not happy with it, and for a lot of people, if you can hear this, when you were younger, you're on the path of what you wanted to do and what you're supposed to do. And if you listen to these little children talk, they'll tell you what they're supposed to do or what they're going to do. But, you know, as adults, we tell them, oh, that's crazy. Why would you want to do that? Then we break them off their path because of how we were raised. And we're telling them that good enough. You can never accomplish that. That's crazy. We use all these horrible words and we give it to the kids and they carry it for life. So be mindful that when the children comes to you, they're not yours. You're just hosting them for a little bit. Then you set them free because they've come to do a purpose. And don't discourage anything that they have planned to do. And listen to them because they know the truth and they get the information long before we beat it out of them or scare it out of them or choke it out of them in some cases. Remember what you wanted to do when you're a child. If it's possible, there's a good chance that's what you were supposed to be doing because you came fresh with that idea in your head. Okay, so Donna says, I make her think, and I'm hoping that's in a positive way. And if you are doing that, Donna, in a positive way, good for you and everybody else like you. Yes, there's more to us than we know. Yes, there's more in the bucket than we're willing to look at. There's some things that we don't agree with that we're constantly doing. The main purpose and the main focus here is to find out why we're here. And if by you thinking about it, which is what we want, the minute you place it on your mind, you're taking steps towards it. Please make it be good, positive, helpful to mankind, helpful to you. Give you an opportunity to live the best life that you're supposed to be, for you to be the best person that you should be. Yeah, thinking. Just open the mind. Send the good messages to the heart. The heart will pass it on to your soul, the spirit, and you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. But until you find your purpose, you might not be on the path that you're supposed to be on. Not all of us were brought here to be the presidents and the prime ministers, the leaders of the world, or the greatest surgeon, or any of those things. Not everybody could do that. Somebody has to wash the toilet, and you might have volunteered to do that, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's your choice. It's using the energy and the spirit that's within yourself to do the work that is required. And if you're using it to remove somebody's heart while they're still alive and do all these positive things or to plunge in the toilet, who's to say that one's better? We're judging. What you do with your hands, it's of your own doing. And what this other person is doing, it's not any better than what you're doing. It might be different, but let's find the purpose or the reason why we're doing it before we run off and say we're doing better. Zach, do we go to another planet, Mars, Pluto, all those other things that you, it's a life, it's a spirit. The body doesn't leave here. Everything that's on the planet Earth is gonna remain here. Nothing leaves. You are here, the energy and the life that exists. When you transform into another place, another universe, another, organization, whatever, to live, the body remains here. When you leave here, I don't know that you, well, you're leaving without a body. You did show up without one, and you will leave. You can't carry it with you. You've never seen no bodies flying off into the sky unless you're watching a movie. But your body stays here. Everything that's on this planet belongs to this planet. It makes the planet the planet. And if things were going to leave eventually, the planet would shrink and something else would happen. But no, all that exists here, the entity that we are, or what makes the universe, resides here. Everything that's in the universe is within you. You're part of it. As if they just scraped it up, shovel it around, roll it in a ball, and boom, there you are. Because everything that exists in the universe exists in you. So you are a part of it physically, as well as spiritually. The life that exists, exists here. When you separate the two, the body goes back to the earth, dust to dust. And it just stays there until somebody else wants to use it. You know, like the ice cube that you may take out of your freezer and throw it into the ocean. Though you can't see it, it is still there in a different form, because, you know, water has that great ability. But it is still there. And you blend back into the existence of what we were or what we are. When we leave here, well, we don't leave here. And a lot of people out there who believes in a lot of different religions tend to think you're going to leave here and go off to a great land where you hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Well, what hands are you holding? What lips are you using to do the singing? I'm being comical, but I'm trying to express that you don't leave here. Nothing on this planet leaves. It is all a part of the earth, and that's why it's here. Gravity is doing a great job of keeping it here. And when you occupy a space like a body temporarily, you eventually put it back down and you go back to your existence. You will come on the planet as a person and live, or, you know, whatever you choose to, and you live the life and you spend the time, and then you put it back down, you play with it, then you move on, much like your vacation. When you've gone on that fantastic vacation a while back and you sat there and watched the beautiful sunrise over the ocean, or however it does, or the trees, or whatever what tickles you, at the end of that journey, you have to come back to your reality, and you cannot bring any of those things with you. Bring home the beach in your suitcase. That would be interesting to see. I don't know how you get through customs. Anyway, the point is that you see it, you experience it, you leave it alone, and then you go back home. That's your vacation in a nutshell, or you relax or take it easy. The existence of the human being in the body is pretty much the same to equate the two. You experience it, you live it, you lay it down, and then you go back like a journey. And once that is over, if you didn't fulfill the purpose that you had set out for yourself, made notes of, and you come back here, you will not finish. You will not leave until you've gone through the purpose that you've set out for yourself. Most people do. You come as a spiritual being, you leave as a spiritual being. In the midst of it, you occupy a body, and so on, and so on, and so on. Okay, so the shock, Tammy, where you're asking about chakras, and these are the points in the body, the pressure points in the body. They exist, and there's six of them. There's one at the groin area. There's another one just about the belly button, in the middle of the belly, and in the chest, and in the throat, and in the head. And these are the spiritual mechanism of the existence of the body. I think that's the best way I can explain that. Okay, so sometimes they get stuck, which is controlling your emotion, or it's controlling your telepathy, or it's controlling everything, a part of the body that exists. And there's a lot of them throughout the body. A lot of people don't agree with chakras. And of course, all the gurus talk about it, and there's so much write-up about chakras, but they're responsible for different things. And when you become of a certain age, the sixth chakra exists just above the head. And people are saying, or the experts are saying, that's the soul that is being, like your antenna, if you want to call it that, that connects you to the universe. The information gets delivered through that, transfers down into the body, and it moves all over the place. And then you can control that by making sure the chakras are working the way they're supposed to. They could be clean, they could be tuned. The Reiki stuff does help the chakra and does get the body fine-tuned, and you could tap into it. And at certain points of your life in existence and age and whatnot, you are more focused on this one in this location and in that one in this location because of the development. You know, when you go through all of this, and I am not a chakra person, and they're going to call me one day and have something to say about it, but I'm trying my very best to explain it to the best of my ability. It exists in your body. It is the spiritual mechanism that makes the body function the way it is supposed to function. That's your chakra. I hope I answered your question accurately. Oh, thank you very much. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. This is Reality Radio 101 on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We're broadcasting to the world from Southern Ontario, as we always do. Again, I want to say thanks and to all my listeners. I want to say a big old hello to friends and family who's out in Grand Bend today having a wonderful time. I'd love to be there with you, but I can't. Unfortunately, I am here, but I'm there in spirit. Because we could do that as well. So thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for listening to the Barrington Show. We haven't talked about our website, web page, and it's HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. The information that we talk about on this show is always there. We label the show so you could go through, find the one that intrigues you the most, and listen to it. At times when you're a little down, I do a lot of positive reinforcement and a positive building and let you hold your head up and feel good about yourself. If you're feeling a little bit down, go on in there and take a vitamin. You know, just pop one out and listen to it. It's going to tell you that you are fantastic, that you are for real, that you are the entity, you are the driver, you are the boss, you're in control. It's going to tell you that simply because I know for sure that you are. All these great things exist in your toolbox, and I'm trying to get you to figure out how to get in there, get out that tool to give you that Mr. Feelgood or Miss Feelgood all the time and keep your head up and be strong. Be positive in everything that you do. We talk a lot about joining yourself and connecting or being mindful of the connection that you have with the spiritual world, and you are never separated. Just yesterday, I was having a conversation with somebody who says, I'm not feeling the spirituality as much as I usually do. And my answer to them without a blink of an eye is simply because, well, you're distracted. You are distracted. You're not going to hear the music. You know, you're not going to hear the music, or if you're not going to hear something, if something else is distracting you, if you're tired, if you're angry, especially when you're angry, when you're upset, when you're off your mark. You will feel as if you're not connected to your spiritual guide or connected to spirituality. You may feel that temporarily, but be mindful that that source is always there waiting for you to act. They're tapping at your door, waiting for you to open. They're constantly in your presence. When you don't feel their existence right now, please just slow down, take a breath, breathe. Relax and see what it is that's distracting me. Did I just get the bad news? Or did I just see the bill, you know, from you know, utility bills or whatever the case may be? Something has distracted you temporarily, but be mindful. Just because you're not seeing the sun is not saying it's not shining. It is still there. It always does. That's what it does. And we're thankful for that. So when you're not feeling that spiritual connection, it happens from time to time. I go through periods of my life where I'm like, oh, I'm not really tapped in. I wonder what's going on. And then I could turn around. I'm busy as heck at work or this. Okay, there you go. And then you need to take some time to slow down and meditate. Open the mind. Clear the brain. Look at all the things that could be distracting you from your spiritual connection. What you're supposed to know at every day, but you're not going to accomplish this, or you're not going to be mindful of it. You're not going to be aware of it. You'll simply just say, oh, I am not that person. Well, you are. You are that source. Every single one of us is that source. Imagine that vein that may have dried up because you haven't used that muscle for a long time, or you're getting on in years. It is still there. You just have to figure a way to stroke it and get it going. Much like the chakras, much like your existence. Everything is there. You're still connected. If you can hear me, you're alive. If you're alive, you are connected. You're a spiritual existence, and you live inside the body. The body is just your vehicle. Take good care of it, I always say. Take real good care of it, because the further you want to go, you want the body to be in for the long haul. Eat right. Eat the right foods. Take good care. Rest. Drink a lot of water. Keep it hydrated. Don't keep it starving. Be number one within you. Work on you. Focus on you. And coincidentally, the better you are, the best, getting closer to the best, is the more you're going to be able to help others. If you're 100, you can give 99.9. If you're 50, you can only give 49.9. So try to become 100, and others will see it. They'll move towards you. You'll lift the spirit. Be the light in the dark alley or the tunnel. Just be that force where they see you and said, wow, this person has something to offer. Let me see what it is. And they will come towards it. Be the best you. That's your focus. That's where you want to be. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of the body. Rest it properly. Eat properly. Don't put the food. I always say this all the time, and I've said it here before, that you must eat the food the gods made, not the food the labs made, simply because one is designed to make the body do well and the other is designed to make somebody's pockets do well, and you don't want to be a part of that. You want to be a part of the source that's going to feed you the best, no pun intended, give you the best way. Give you the best life. Eat the foods that the gods made. It was provided naturally, then it's your food. And we're not supposed to, let me say this. We're supposed to be eating plant-based foods. That's how we were made. That's how we're designed. That's a criteria for the body. Plant-based foods. None of it says eat the flesh. If it has a face, you shouldn't be eating it. But I'm just saying that. I'm not supposed to because I get in a lot of trouble when I say that. But if you eat the plant-based food, the food is thy medicine and the medicine is your food. So when you're sick, you take the medicine, eat the right food. It keeps the body balanced. You wash it, you rest it, you and clear the brain because it needs to be done. It's like a filter. You know, if you have a furnace in your house, occasionally you got to pull it out, throw it away, put a new one in because all the dust needs to be taken out of the environment. Same concept falls through when you do your meditation. You need to relax, open the brain, be consistent and do this effort for yourself. Work on you and be the best you. You get a new start, a new drive, a new rejuvenation, and then you clear the mind. And this is what we do with meditation. And just allow the brain to take a break. Just allow the brain to take a break, and then you could get into doing better, more positive, more focused. You're not as fogged up. That filter has to be cleaned every now and again. Take some time. Is it walking through the forest? Is it going by the rivers? Is it going for a swim? Go for a walk? Go for a run? All these things will declog and put you back on a path. Put you back on a path that is more productive. Put you back in a path that at least you could think more clear. It puts you back. This is what we do when we pray, we meditate. Recently, I found out that when we're communicating through prayer or through meditation, we're talking to the same source, the only one source. And if you do it by closing your eyes and bowing your heads and getting on your hands and knees, you're still talking to the same entity that I'm speaking to through meditation. We're connecting ourselves. We're opening the brain. We're allowing ourselves to clear the mind and to be free for good thoughts. And the thoughts that come, if you ever had a really weird thought to just pop into your head, it goes to a lot of people at the same time. And the reason this guy brought it out into the invention is simply because he or she may have had a better opportunity. For example, if the thought of a cell phone would come to the bushman, no pun intended, he probably says, what the, and just let it be because he has no idea or other technologies that could lead to that. So he just says, oh yeah, that was a great idea, being able to talk to somebody halfway across the world through a machine. Thing. But the guy on this side who got the message and he works in high tech or whatever, he'll say, you know what, this is possible. Let me try this. Simply because the thoughts that come out is being distributed equally like a radio station. And if you tap into that channel, you will get the same information. When you tune to 101.1, you'll get the information. Everybody's getting the same information. We need to figure out how to get to that point, to tap into the source, to tap into everything that connects us to all that there is. You are connected. You're already connected. You just need to figure out how to utilize it. Make it the best thing that you could do. It's the tool that you carry around, your favorite tool. Learn how to use it. Speak to the spiritual guide. Have them guide you. Their job is to get you through this journey, the one you have chosen. And the path that you're on, if it's not working for you, it's time to change it. But let me say this. Take time, relax, meditate, clear the brain. Whatever it is that does it for you, is it by sitting in the water, walking through the forest, whatever, you need to attach yourself to that as often as possible because you spend a lot of time doing this for him and that for her and this for them and very little for you, and that's where it's most important. If you don't tune up your car and make it run at its best, eventually it's going to break down, collect rust, and you'll have to get rid of it. Pretty much the same as the body. You take care of everything that's going to make you awesome. Do not carry luggage. Do not carry baggage. Do not carry anger, Learn to forgive. I learned this many years ago when I was growing up, and it often says turn the other cheek. And then I interpreted that many years ago as, are you kidding? If you insult me on this side, I should just take more and move on. No, it says turn the other cheek is in the fact of let it go. Don't carry it with you. Let it go. Because every time you pick up a rock, it slows your pace. And then you pick up another rock, or you carry that big boulder for a very long time, it slows your pace. So inevitably, forgiveness is a must. Turning the other cheek simply means that don't tie yourself to that. It was horrible. It was bad. Don't tie yourself to it. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington and the Barrington Radio Show. Today I had a lot to say. I'm in a good mood. We're in this great place of Southern Ontario, Canada, where you're listening to Reality Radio 101. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. I hope something I said today is going to spark something in you so you can open your eyes and wake up.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.